the supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu Alaikum, and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us, because we're going to speak about the greatest Eid and occasion on the Islamic world, and that is Eid al-Qadir. Ya man ataita fazitta hubbana, as'adtana wa jama'ta shamlana.
Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate, celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
So, be with us on Friday, 18th of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. congratulations on the greatest Eid of the Muslims, Ummah, Eid al-Qadir. We listen to chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 33.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا.
And abide in your houses, and do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin, O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The application of the Arabic word innama here, which is usually for restriction, is an evidence that this merit of purity is only for the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. The infallibles, for the sake of divine aids and their own pure deeds, are in a state that they do not go towards sins while they have power and authority to commit sin. On Eid al-Qadir, congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters. And we're speaking about greatest Eid of Allah, Eid al-Qadir.
ليله الكون في الآي المبين اليوم أكملت لكم يا ناس ديني قال إله الكون في الآي المبين اليوم أكملت لكم يا ناس ديني حق اليقين.
Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said Allah's messenger was the first Imam. Ali ibn Abi Talib was Imam after him, and they were followed by the other Imams, peace be upon them all. After putting Ibrahim, the messenger, to all those tests, and after he passed through all those difficult stages, Allah the Exalted said to him when he had become old, I will make you an Imam to the nations. Chapter 2, verse 124. He said to him that he wants to make him an imam. This is what imamate means. This is an Islamic ideology which is based on firm principles and irrefutable arguments. We invite the entire world of Islam and all thinkers to this. The unity that the world of Islam needs today can be easily understood, but the contemplating on Quranic ayahs and truth provided that thinkers and experts pursue such issues. Dear Muslims, brothers and sisters, congratulations on Eid al-Qadir, this greatest Eid of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today, dear brothers and sisters, we are going to talk about the message of Qadir al-Khum. So this day is usually appreciated by different Muslims all around the world, specifically the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt. And for this, people try to commemorate that important day, the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His Prophet that if you do not send the message, your message has not been sent. If you do not do what you have been ordered, it means that you have not yet perfected the message. And we see that right after this appointment of Imam Ali alayhi salam as his successor and Imam of Imam of the Islamic nation. Allah sends Archangel Jibril and informs the Holy Prophet that today we have perfected your religion and our favor on you. So it means on this great day, the religion of Islam gets perfected. So it means, and the continuation of the prophecy, we have the lineage of Imamate, starting from Imam Ali alayhi salam. But everything it has to be in its order. The Holy Prophet is the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seen of the earth. And like any other Ulul Azm prophet, the Holy Prophet of Islam has his own successors and his Imams after him. The same way that Prophet Musa, the Prophet Isa had their Hawariyun and Nuqaba, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet of Islam, has his Imams right after him. So we have 12 Imam in this lineage, and the last Imam, and the last of whom is Imam Mahdi Alayhi Salam. And we are all waiting for his advent and reappearance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this great event and appreciate this important occasion and know its value, since it starts from prophecy and ends in imamate. And as the famous hadith says, the world is never free from a hujjah or a proof on the scene of earth. Definitely the proof of the time, the imam of the time is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and we are all waiting for his arrival and advent. And may Allah include us among his real followers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena.
This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
Allahu Mawlana wa ana Mawla al-Mu'mineen. Ala man kuntu Mawla fahada Aliyun Mawla. Allahumma wali man wala wa adi man ada.
Acts of Imam Ali that prove politics and ethics can be combined, reaches to, he would refute, flattery. And other characteristics in the political behavior of the commander of the faithful Ali ibn Abi Talib was that he genuinely, not insincerely, asked the people to avoid flattering and sweet-talking him. He asked them to avoid behaving in an insincere manner towards him. In the middle of the sermon of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, which was one of his most articulate and astonishing sermons, someone stood up and began to praise and compliment him. When this person finished praising, the Imam turned to him and advised, almost as much as this person spoke, avoid speaking to him. One of the sentences that he uttered in this sermon was, "Do not speak to me the way you speak to oppressive kings and rulers. Do not evade me as the people of passion are to be evaded. Do not meet me with flattery, and do not think that I shall take it ill if a true thing is said to me." Congratulations on the imamate of a great person, Hazrat Ali, peace be upon him. Happy Ghadir and Eid Mubarak to everyone.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets, their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice in it, for this is the day of Eid.
Qadir event is a source of unity for the Islamic Ummah. The late Ayatollah Amini, the author of the book Al-Qadir, and he was one of the greatest scholars in the Islamic world, believed that the Qadir is a source of unity for Islamic Ummah. Some people should not assume that Qadir is a source of discord. Shia Islam is rooted in a correct, healthy, and pure belief in divine revelation. Shia Islam means being committed to the values and Quranic criteria. Some people may talk nonsense and accuse Shia Islam of something that has nothing to do with it. They may say that Shia Islam is a fake sect. They may claim that Shia Islam is political in nature and that it has been added to Islam later on. Qadir invalidates all these claims. Thanks to the spirit of Velaya, Shia Islam has managed to achieve something that was a dream for all Muslims. In the past, our benevolent, committed, and sympathetic Muslims wished that Islam would one day gain power and would restore its original unity and authority. This achievement has been made thanks to the spirit of Velaya.
Dharar explains more the Imam, and he takes us to the second component of piety. The first component is to avoid sins. The second component is to go against your own desires. He tells us how the Imam used to do that. Then he said, the Imam would speak to this world. The Imam would address this world. كان يخاطب الدنيا يا دنيا أبي تعرفتي. O world, are you trying to go after me? أَمْ إِلَيَّ تَشَوَّقْتِ Are you trying to deceive me, lure me? Never. غُرِّي غَيْرِي Go after someone else. Try to deceive someone else. You cannot deceive me, O world. فَقَدْ طَلَّقْتُكِ ثَلَاثًا لَا رَجْعَةَ لِي فِيكِ For I have divorced you 3 times and there is no way I'm going back. It's an expression to say that's it. I have abandoned this world and the temptations and the desires of this world. This was a very brief description of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Abu Darda, another companion of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, one day he went to the house of the Imam, to the backyard, to the garden, and he saw that the Imam would supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After he supplicated, he fell to the ground unconscious. He said, I touched his body, it felt very hard. It's as if he was dead. He thought that the Imam had died. So he ran towards the house of the Imam and he called on to his wife, Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, and he told her that your husband has died. She told him, what happened? He said he was supplicating with Allah, then suddenly he dropped and it's as if he's dead. She told him, no, Abu Darda, the Imam is not dead. Every night he goes through the stage out of the love and fear that he has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have hope in the mercy of God. But at the same time, we have to fear his punishment so that we never sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the life of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The Imam teaches us throughout his entire life that the world is simply not worth it. What is the world? What has the world to offer you? Many people spend their entire lives going for this world, working only for this life, being oblivious and forgetting the hereafter. The Imam is teaching us this world is not worth it. One day everyone shall depart this life, and we shall go to our graves. We cannot take a single dollar or penny to our grave. Is this world worth it? The only thing that will help us is our good actions. And the Imam beautifully demonstrates that throughout his entire life.
Ah. الشباب نور العيد جانا فيه فرحتنا بلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Again, I express our congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world on the greatest eve of Allah, Eid al-Qadir. Congratulations, everyone, and happy Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam, and in fact, plenty of salams to you all on the occasion of the day on which God Almighty perfected religion by ordering His last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to declare Imam Ali, peace upon him, as the vicegerent while returning from his farewell Hajj pilgrimage. So let us contemplate upon an aphorism by the leader of the pious, Imam Ali, peace upon him. Failures are often the results of timidity and fears. Disappointments are the results of bashfulness. Hours of leisure pass away like summer clouds. Therefore, do not waste opportunity of doing good.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha.
on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the guardianship and the successorship of the Holy Prophet and Imam Ali's right to successorship. As you know, today is the day of Ghadir. It marks and commemorates the day of Ghadir. What happened in Ghadir? A lot of you might not know what occurred on this very interesting and significant day. As you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to this, he was on his last pilgrimage to Mecca, and on the way back from the pilgrimage, he stopped in a valley called the Valley of Ghadir, which is why this hadith is known as Hadith al-Ghadir. And in that, when he arrived there, he told the pilgrims who were moving forward to come back, who had gone ahead of him to come back, and he waited for those who were behind him and who were lagging behind to catch up. When they did, the Prophet, he ordered the people to construct a mount. And this mount was made of the saddles of camels. Then the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he climbed up this mount and he gave a long sermon, which is known as the Sermon of Ghadir. In this sermon, he mentioned a lot of things. At the end of the sermon, he said the following. He said that whoever I am a master of, this Ali, and when he did so, he raised, of course, as you know, he took Imam Ali alayhi salam with him upon that pulpit that he was constructed, that mount that was constructed. He raised the hand of Imam Ali so that everybody could see him. And he said, Man kuntu mawla, fahadha aliyun mawla. Said, whoever I am a master of, before this, he asked the people, Alastu awla mikum min anfusikum, am I not more deserving have more rights over you than you have over yourselves? Everybody said, yes, of course this is true. Bala ya Rasulullah, this is true, O Prophet of God, Apostle of God. He said, then whoever I am a master of, this Ali is also his master. And then after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he prayed for the Imam and said that, O Allah, help him and assist him who assists the Imam, and also disgrace the person who turns his back on the Imam and wishes to disgrace the Imam. And following this, the Prophet came down from the mount, and all of the people came and gathered together and began to congratulate Imam Ali, including, ironically, a lot of people who later on turned their backs on the Imam and failed to acknowledge his right to successorship after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. This is the famous Hadith of Ghadir. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the Hadith of Ghadir and the successorship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها
الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
أدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we will talk about two verses in Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 39 and Ayah 40, on page
85.
Brothers and sisters, turn to page 85. Dear listeners, Ayah 39 and 40 of Surah An-Nisa. Let's everyone, first and foremost, at the very beginning, Listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله وكان الله بهم عليما إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤت من لدنه أجرا عظيما
Amazing. Nice recitation, mashallah. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. So, what does Allah Almighty say in these two verses? Very important. Very important point I have to mention here for you. Brothers and sisters, shortly we'll mention, then inshallah, the details you yourself will move on today. Inshallah, the tafsir books, inshallah, learn there, okay? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله وكان الله بهم عليما Allah Almighty says a very beautiful thing. What harm would it have done them? Okay? Had they believed in Allah on the last day? What would have happened? What harm would have happened to them if they had believed in the Day of Judgment? It talks about the previous ayah. Look, in the previous ayah, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ Some, there are people, okay, who like donate, but they don't care about Allah, they don't care about the Day of Judgment. They don't believe, actually. Okay, they don't believe. So, if they believed, yeah, they would do these things for the sake of Allah Almighty, yes? But they don't believe, so they don't care about Allah, so they don't do these things for the sake of Allah Almighty. So, Allah Almighty says, what if they believed? Would something bad happen to them? This is a very broad topic, okay? So, we shortly mention, so you can discuss it with the scholars. Look, Allah Almighty says, what harm would it have done them had they believed in Allah on that last day? وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ And spent out of what Allah has provided them. And also make the intention would be for Allah. What would have happened if the intention was for Allah Almighty? Yeah? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا Allah knows them well. Fawad, I'll raise a question. I want you, inshallah, to judge, okay? Okay, Fawad? Let's see. Look, I believe in the Day of Judgment. There is another person, he does not believe in the Day of Judgment. I donate, I help the poor for the sake of Allah Almighty. My intention is this. He as well helps, but not for the sake of Allah Almighty, okay? I do my prayers, he does not. I do my fasting, he does not, okay? I follow the teachings, the rulings of Islam, but he doesn't. Now, Suppose the day of judgment does not happen. Okay? Does not happen. It doesn't exist. After we, like, when we die, it's all over. Who is harmful here? Me or him? He didn't believe. I believed. Me? No one. No one. Not me, not him. Because he didn't believe, so of course, the day of judgment. Look, two cases. First, let's suppose that the day of judgment does not happen. It's not a fact. It doesn't
exist.
Wait,
wait.
So, nobody is harmful here, yes?
If you did the work with the intention of Allah, did it make you happy?
It made me happy. Yeah. I had a happy life.
So if he didn't do it for the sake of Allah, the person,
mm-hmm.
and he felt happy.
Yeah, we both had our happiness in this world.
Yeah.
And we died, okay, so the day of judgment never happened. And he was right, and I was wrong, but I enjoyed my life, he also enjoyed it.
So the happiness...
Who is harmful now?
Mostly no one.
No one. But now, the next case. What if I did my prayers, I did everything, and he didn't? I believed in the day of judgment in Allah Almighty, he didn't. So the day of judgment happened. Who is harmful?
Him.
Him. So basically, yeah. You believe in the day of judgment, okay? Even if it doesn't happen, you have not been harmful. Okay? So Allah Almighty says this. وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. What harm would have happened to them if they believed in the day of judgment? Huh? While the day of judgment is a fact. Nothing. So this is a question that we really, like, makes us think about it a bit. Okay, next point in the next ayah. Allah Almighty says in the next ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِن لَّدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah Almighty never wrongs someone. Okay? Allah Almighty never disrespects someone's right. Look, if you have done a single good thing, Allah Almighty will give you the reward. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah Almighty does not wrong anyone, even to the extent of an atoms of weight. Okay? وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً. And if it is a good deed, look, if you do a good deed, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالُهَا. He will get 10 times rewards for that, for one action if you did take. Here also Allah Almighty says, وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا. Allah will double it, okay? The reward, if you do. Okay? If you do a single good thing, respect in this world as well, and the hereafter as well. وَيُؤْتِ مِن لَّدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And Allah Almighty gives from Himself a great reward to that person.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Inshallah, I really want you, recommend you to refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for details. Now, Fawad and Ali Nasir, if you're ready, let's mention some important tajweed rules, inshallah, then we'll move on. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on. Thanks for cooperation, though. وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ. It really matters how you pronounce it, okay? How you pronounce what?
Dal.
Yeah, وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ. So it really matters, okay? How you pronounce what?
Dhal.
Dhal. Wamaza is wrong. Wamada. And also the way you read this word. Wamada. This is a questioning, okay? A question that really tells them to think about it. Wamada alayhim. Wamada alayhim. Says what? What harms, okay? can affect you if you believe in the day of judgment. وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله. Whenever the word Allah you see the word Allah, okay, there is a kasra right before the word Allah. Try to read the word Allah with an a sound. Am I right? بالله بسم الله من عند الله. These all are the examples for an a sound. Forward. What if we have not? We don't have a kasra. We have a fatha or a dhamma right before the word Allah. How do we pronounce the word Allah?
Heavily.
Heavily with an a sound. Good job. Like what? Like. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Okay. Or for example, what? وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهُ. This way. Next one. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ. So the pronunciation of the word Allah is different. بِاللَّهِ اللَّهُ. Look, one is pronounced with an A sound, the other one is pronounced with an O sound. It matters, yes? When to pronounce it. The rule simply says, if there's a kasra before the word Allah, pronounce it with an A sound. If there's a fatha or a dhamma, pronounce it with an aw sound. Very simple. Next important rule here is the letter jim that tells you an important point about stopping, that you are allowed to stop or
continue.
Mashallah. Next ayah, inna Allah, look, the word Allah is pronounced with a heavy sound. La yadhlimu, yadhlimu, pronounce the law correctly. قال ذرة را heavily قاف heavily مثقال ذرة صلة tells you for what?
It's better to continue.
Better to continue. There is another sign just opposite to صلة. Ali Nasir.
قيلة.
قيلة. Right. It says it's better to continue. Stop. Yes.
Yeah.
صلة tells you better to continue. قيلة says better to stop.
Stop.
But, both of them tell you that you can continue.
Yep.
Or you can stop.
Yeah.
وَإِن تَكُوا نُن سَاكِن plus تَا you should hide the sound of نُن سَاكِن, right?
Yes.
وَإِن تَكُوا حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا حَسَنَةً تَنْوِين plus يَا حَسَنَة
إِدْغَام
إِدْغَام حَسَنَة. How do you read it? حَسَنَة
تَي
yes. حَسَنَتَي حَسَنَتَيْن يُضَاعِفْهَا. ضَاد is a heavy letter. ضَاعِفْهَا. وَيُؤْتِي مِن لَدُنْهَا. مِن لَدُنْهَا, right? You see the tashdeed on lam? مِن لَدُنْهَا. You skip noon, you merge it to lam. مِن لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. No changes to the tanween. أَجْرًا actually is pronounced with an echoing sound. So, ready to read these two ayatain?
Yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Brothers and sisters, as you're listening, please practice with us. وماذا عليهم لو آمنوا بالله واليوم الآخر وأنفقوا مما رزقهم الله.
وَمَاذَا عَلَيْهِمْ لَوْ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ.
أحسنتم. رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ. It was a long ayah. That's why you were about to run out of breath, yes? No problem, mashallah. Practice, okay? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِهِمْ عَلِيمًا.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ.
وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِن لَّدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا
وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِن لَّدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
ما شاء الله الله bless you إن شاء الله That's all for today Brothers and sisters stay with Arab English Radio إن شاء الله Thank you so much Fawad and Ali Nasir Thanks for being with us today إن شاء الله we'll be here with you والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
This is Back to Reality. Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Back to reality again. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today, I have the honor to be in this episode of Back to Reality. And with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Dawood and Brother Mehdi. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Dawood, and I am very happy to be at your service.
Alaikum assalam.
Could you please introduce yourself briefly for me and the listeners?
Hello everyone, I'm Mehdi. I'm here in Qum for the last 6 years studying the seminary.
Thank you. And Brother Dawood?
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
I am Dawood and I have been teaching English for over 25 years and I've got MA in TEFL, teaching English as a foreign language.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to have you both in here. So, in this episode, we're going to talk about those two papers, which, I don't know, most of the murders, most of the crimes, and everything in this world is related to them. Money and education, you know, these two things which are somehow in relation with each other. First of all, I want to ask you this question that do you evaluate other people's value by these two papers yourself, personally? Just be frank.
Absolutely. Why not? Yes, these two papers, they seem to be paper.
But your degree are more than paper.
And your money. Because money, of course, it depends on the type of money. What kind of money are you talking
How
about?
How many types of money about? Do we have?
Money okay. is, yeah, the manifestation of money is in paper. We have paper money. We have bill. Bank
I
note.
Mean that. Ironically, we mean all of these
yeah,
kind of prosperities.
Yeah, sure. If you achieve, I don't know, let's start with your academic degree or paper that shows you have the holder of a certain academic certificate. If you are the holder of a certain skill, let's say, they say, okay, you have a skill. Can I see your paper? Do you have the documentation to prove that you have a paper? Okay. So in the modern world, when you are going to enter a system, for example, I would like to get employed in this office, certainly I have to move through the official process. And one of the things is to present my paper to show that I am qualified to do some certain things like to teach English, and I have to present some documentation to show that, yes, I have some certain degrees in English teaching. This presentation of paper has caused some problems nowadays in the modern world. Yes, we are going through the formalities. This is the formalities of the official process. I don't know whether I can call it bureaucracy or some paperwork, but it happens. But unfortunately, we are going extreme, and this is the problem. What do I mean by going extreme? It means that sometimes it happens that that we don't care about your degree. We don't care about your skill. We care mostly for your degree. We see that, okay, you have some paper to prove that you have a PhD in, for example, English literature. I feel like I am I have the right to call you a doctor because you are entitled to have a academic background. And this is the time when your paper can be more important than your skills.
So to wrap it up, you mean these two papers matter a lot in this modern world?
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Well, brother, I was saying specifically about being extreme. That's something that I was about to go towards. Look, back in the days where a lot of people who have not had degrees are renowned pioneers, inventors, right? Jabir bin Hayyan, for example, father of chemistry, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
No degree, right? From that era or before those people, right, when degrees didn't matter, there are a lot of people who've done tremendous contributions to humanity with no degree. However, there certainly were problems. For example, people faking as being specialists in chemistry or medicine, and it has caused lives, it has caused people's financial assets, you know, a lot of things. So having a paper is one of the ways to prove that you have gone through a stage in life to achieve a certain skill, right? So naturally, I'm not going to say it's absolutely pointless in terms of a degree. I won't say it's absolutely pointless.
Yeah.
But I won't say that it's absolutely crucial either, right?
Yeah, got it.
So the reason why degrees were there, it was to prove that someone has a certain set of skills to be operating in a certain field. But now people have zero experience. Some people might not even have gone through the lessons in university, yet they've got degrees because, you know, they had friends in the department or whatever.
Exactly.
They just got it printed out and they have degrees and they're practicing medicine.
Which appears a lot.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. It's now we've gone back, you know, like a chart. When it goes to the peak, you know, and then there's a notch in the chart and you go back down. So use of degree, there was a peak for it, you know? So where degrees were as legitimate as it gets, now we've gone back down. So a degree is no longer a proof of a certain person's skills anymore, whereas back in the day it was. In terms of money, it's a harsh reality.
Yeah,
it does matter.
It is.
Money matters. Should it?
No.
Does it?
Yes.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So thank you for your elaboration up to here. Let's go for a short break, then we're going to come back. Dear listeners, we're talking about this sad fact about this modern world. Money matters. Not only money, but also the paper we call it a degree. You know, because in this world, we are changing our standards of human beings and their skills. So up to here, you just told me your opinion about it. And how much of your life did you spend to achieve these two papers? And do you regret it?
I do not regret it, because...
So at first, you just admit that you spent a lot of your time reaching these two.
No, I didn't. I said because.
Yeah.
Because I spent the amount of time that anyone spends till BSc, right, in Bachelor's in Business, Finance and Management. That was, what, till 21, 22, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful and that I moved towards seminary studies.
Yeah.
And over here, fair enough, they do offer a degree. They do provide you a degree after certain years of education. But the focus is knowledge itself over here rather than just a degree. So for me, I realized in time that going after the knowledge itself rather than a degree was better. So yeah, it was fortunate enough for me that I was able to understand that. So yeah, even now, as I'm pursuing my studies, I will get a degree.
Yeah.
Fair enough. However, that's not my main concern, right? In terms of money, we have, unfortunately, every single person, unless they've inherited millions or billions, is gonna go after it.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go after it. There's no choice, right? You have to go after it. Unless you live in a remote area where you constructed your own house with a few logs and you've got a farm and you farm and you've got, like, cows and chicken.
But it doesn't happen stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, well, it doesn't happen anymore, you know, like, rarely. Unless, yeah, otherwise you have to go after money enough to survive. Or enough not to put pressure on your children, you know. They need education, they need healthcare, they need food, they need a decent lifestyle, they need decent clothes. You'll have to go after that.
Yeah.
My brother was talking about living in a remote area where you have some farm, a herd of animal. I don't know, domestic lifestyle would be very interesting. But I remember there was a little joke about it. Once there was a shepherd who sent his son to study in high school. And upon his return from high school, he got graduated from high school and asked his father, "Father, I have got my own degree." And father saw a piece of paper. He didn't realize what was written on the paper. He said, "What is it?" He said, "I got a diploma in mathematics." And he said, "What does it mean?" He said, "We used to count the sheep, okay, to get the number, the whole number. But now, since I studied mathematics, I can count the sheep legs and divide it into four, and the number of the sheep will be materialized."
Yeah,
that was a little joke with degree orientation. Yeah, you know, lots of families nowadays in the modern world are very much oriented to a study. They don't care about the knowledge.